I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Kenya, rainy season is coming too little too late to stave off food shortages, and most of the farm animals have already died. But generosity is still the most outstanding feature of the crisis for Kids Alive International. Silas Kakui says there was an overlooked part of Kenya in danger of starvation.
Kids Alive International sent in money. We bought in a lot of food, and we were able to take the food to these pastors.
They were met by a network of churches, and the response was immediate.
Within that time, we were giving the food and speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. 21 people gave their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Next, Christians have to use creative means to get into restricted countries. One way is through Farms International. Executive Director Joe Richter says it simply starts with their loan programs to Christians.
The believers in those countries have a real burden to reach across borders, and they have found that the Farms program is an effective way of building up the local church. And so they find very creative ways of working across these borders.
Currently, Farms is in 12 countries and will soon be working in two more. As their churches grow, believers living next to dangerous countries are willing and ready to go in to share the gospel through Farms program. And a shipment of desperately needed shoes for Indian children has been delayed. Buckner International has more partnerships than ever this year, which means their Shoes for Orphan Souls program has to collect more shoes. But not enough have come in. The India shipment was scheduled to go out in August, but has now been pushed to next year. Shoes are vital to prevent disease, and they're always given in Christ's name. Help meet this need at our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.